It is time to paint your face and scream.
And it's a diving interception by Wilson. He picks it off at the 15.
Oh, man.
Welcome to In the Red Zone with the Cardinals head coach, Ken Whisenhunt.
That's the game. Yes, sir.
Presented by State Farm.
Hightower to the 10. See you, Hightower. Touchdown. Going for Fitz. He's in double coverage. It doesn't matter. He caught it anyway. Touchdown, Cardinals.
Oh, unbelievable.
Morning. Thanks for coming in the Red Zone with Doug and Wolf this morning on Sports 620 KTAR. We are joined by the two-time NFC Western Division Championship head coach, Coach Ken Whisenhunt. Coach, good morning. How do you feel after the regular season's come to a conclusion?
Well, obviously, we'd have liked for it to have gone a little differently yesterday, but I'm excited that we're division champs. We got a home playoff game. I mean, if you'd have said before the season started, would you take 10-6 in the division championship? I think a lot of us, based on the history of Super Bowl losers, would have done that.
Yeah.
So, you know, that I don't think we have to lose. We can't lose sight of the fact that there's a lot of positive things, and we're excited about the playoffs.
With the dynamic of yesterday's game, just so strange, so unbelievably strange, knowing that you really weren't playing them for anything of consequence, anything of significance, and you were going to play them in a very meaningful game, of course, in Wild Card Weekend here. How did that affect preparing for the Green Bay Packers? How strange was that?
Well, it was difficult. I mean, we had two plans. We had one where we felt if Minnesota lost that we were going to put the pedal to the metal and go, and then we had another one where if Minnesota won their game, which, you know, changed the dynamic a little bit, we were going to pull back with some of our plan, not run some of the things that we thought were good, and rest and try to rest some of our players, which is a little bit difficult to do with a 45-man roster. But,
right,
you know, I think we tried to keep it to our plan yesterday, which is difficult. We played our base defense, our base offense, going against their ones who were certainly trying to play their hardest for the game. And, you know, it's difficult to do that. But we stuck to the plan, and, you know, hopefully it'll pay off this weekend.
And you stuck to your base stuff, and I don't know how much they did, but just in general, how much of what we saw yesterday do you think we'll see Sunday? How dramatically different will the game be, just not only intensity, obviously, but scheme-wise, everything?
Well, there's a lot of schemes that we didn't run yesterday, both sides of the ball, that we feel like are going to be effective against the Packers. And what you don't want to do, what you try to guard against, which once again is difficult because you want to win the game, is you don't want to show them those things and give them a week to work on them. So, you know, every week in this league, things change. And I'm sure they'll have some wrinkles for us next week as well. But, you know, we feel like against – there were some things yesterday that we put out there just to see how they would match up or see if they stayed consistent. And we got a lot of good information from that. And I think that'll pay off for us this week coming up.
Doug and Wolf here on Sports 620 KTAR with sideline reporter Paul Calvisi talking to head coach Ken Whisenhunt. When you talk about – the different aspects of the 45-man roster. I think there are a lot of fans that don't know how special teams plays in and what have you. What were the difficulties in resting guys with the 45-man roster?
Well, I mean, it's not like preseason where you're two or three deep at every position. So if you pull a guy out, then, you know, you don't have backups that are in there ready to go. And one of the hardest things is with your special teams, because by and large, your backups are the guys that are the core group for your special teams. And now when they're playing, which, you know, after the second series, we pulled the defense and the offense. Well, actually, after the first series, we pulled the defense. Now all of your special teams players are now playing defense, and they're getting a lot of reps, getting a lot of reps on defense, and then having to play special teams, and you just don't have that depth. So as it always works out, you're going to have to play some players that you don't want to play. You know, we tried to look at the players that had gotten the most number of reps this year, like the Adrian Wilsons, like the Carlos Dansbys, the Darnell Docketts, and we tried to make sure that we gave those guys some rest because it's important to obviously have them fresh coming into the playoff game. But then there's other guys that had to get more reps just because you didn't have the depth at certain positions. And, you know, so there was a lot of things that went into it. And what was so difficult is trying to prepare for if Minnesota had lost the game, because then things changed. So, you know, there's no question in my mind the dynamic of Minnesota winning the game definitely had an effect on our players, because there were a lot of guys that were – a lot of our starters that were expecting to go, geared up to play. And then when you see Minnesota win the game, you know, the mentality of it changes a little bit, because now they know that this game essentially doesn't mean anything and that they're probably not going to play as much.
Did you ask any of the players, did you ask them whether or not they wanted to play in this game, or did you just make the decision up for them?
No, I felt like all of our players wanted to play. But I think that we talked about certainly with players that we felt you know, it was important that we try to get healthy or try to keep healthy. We talked about that situation. So they knew going in, and we talked about it honestly during the week, was that if the dynamic changed with Minnesota winning the game, that there was going to be some consideration for that. If Minnesota didn't win the game, then obviously we were going to play. We were going to go out and pull out all stops. So it was a tough for them, too. I mean, as a player, you know, what you want to do is have your plan, get prepared, be ready to play. And then all of a sudden that rug's kind of pulled out from your feet. And, you know, I mean, we could have played our team and played the whole game. And, you know, who knows how that works out. But I know we had a number of guys that were sore, that were beat up this time of year. You know, it's been the third week we had our bye week. It's been a long stretch. So, you know, we tried to do what we thought was best for the team.
And third snap of the game, DRC goes down. How scared were you, and then how reassured were you when he came back out on the field, and then after the game said he's going to play on Sunday?
Well, you know, when it happened at the time, it scared you because that's exactly what you're trying not to have happen, is one of your players get hurt. And that definitely affected our thinking as far as getting some other players out of there, because it really just, it scared you that you could lose a player. But, you know, I knew that when I saw Dominique after that had happened on the sideline and we talked with the doctors, that we didn't think there was any structural damage to his knee, which is what you were really concerned about. So we felt good about it at that point. And in talking to him on the sideline a couple times in the game, you know, we felt good about there not being something that was going to affect him for long term.
You're in the Red Zone right now with head coach Ken Wisenhunt. Tickets are available if you want to go see Cardinals and Packers in the first playoff game of the 2009 season, even though we're in 2010. But there's only one place you can get them right now, and that's at Ticketmaster.com, and you must have an Arizona mailing address to be able to secure those tickets. So, coach, when you now that you're in the mode of preparing for the Green Bay Packers, how healthy did you come out of Week 17?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know about DRC and Anquan. He got his ankle, and Calais hurt his thumb. So we're obviously going to have to assess those guys this morning and see where they are. I mean, we're always optimistic that they'll be able to play. And there's a different type of mentality with the playoff game. You know, guys they want to play every week, but the playoff games are special. So, you know, it's really too early to say. Other than that, we came out of the game okay. And, you know, we got a chance to rest some players that we felt needed some rest. And I imagine that we'll have spirited work on Wednesday when we go back, and guys will be really into it, especially with the way we lost that game yesterday. You know, it'll certainly provide some motivation for us.
You know, I don't think there's a team in the league you guys cannot beat. But having said that, when you look at the Green Bay Packers, you had a chance to prepare for them. You've seen them on film. You actually saw them last week, Wiz. This team doesn't seem to have a lot of holes. They're a good football team.
Yeah, well, most of the teams that are in the playoffs are good football teams.
I don't think it really matters whether you're. What are you trying to say?
I don't think it matters whether you're playing Philadelphia or Dallas or you know, any of the teams that are playing, Minnesota or New Orleans. They're all good football teams, and you know, Green Bay is a good football team. They are a well-rounded, well-balanced football team, but we're not a bad football team ourselves. And when we play our game the way we can play it, you know, I think we match up pretty well against just about anybody. So I like the fact that we have a home game. I like the fact that our players will be motivated to play in this game, as not just because it's Green Bay, but because it's a playoff game. And, you know, we'll toss the ball out there and see how it goes.
And, of course, it's already started. Rodney Harrison last night, halftime Sunday Night Football, picking the Packers and saying the Cardinals have a one-dimensional offense. They can't run the ball, quote-unquote, I'm taking the Packers. How much do you welcome that from the national media?
You know, it doesn't bother me. They're obviously paid to have an opinion. And, you know, obviously in the past those kind of things have worked out well for us. So I guess in this situation, I would welcome it.
Coach Ken Wisenhunt joining Doug and Wolf here on Sports 620 KTAR. So, Coach, what about the Green Bay Packers in the sense of this week compared to going into week one of the playoffs last year? You know your team's mentality better than anybody. Compare how they felt going into week one of 2008 and how they feel going into week one of the 2009 playoffs. What's different this year?
Well, I don't think it matters as much as our opponent. I mean, playing them last week doesn't really have anything to do with the playoffs. I think we know Green Bay's a good football team, and it's going to be a challenge for us. But, you know, we have a bunch of players that have been in the playoffs. They understand what can happen if you get in and you do what you're supposed to do, if you play the way you can play and make some plays, what kind of excitement builds and what's you know, a couple of weeks down the road ahead of us if we do it right. So, you know, I think it's all about practice and preparation. And once again, our team's excited. We got a home football game. We know this is a good football team. But I think if we play our game, it'll be a fun game.
Congratulations to you, the organization, and good luck.
Thank you very much.
Time for a big red bludgeoning.
Touchdown, Arizona!
That was beautiful!
You've been listening to In the Red Zone with Cardinals head coach Ken Wisenhunt.
Ken Wisenhunt, the Wizard of Oz.
Presented by State Farm.
It's a touchdown! Cardinals win!
You gotta be kidding me!